ministry of Reverend Selassie Maxings of the Macarius Church, East Legon Ogbojo Branch. He is a seasoned and anointed teacher of the word and prophet whose ministry is backed by signs, wonders, and instant miracles. His unadulterated teaching of the word will change your life forever. Now, sit back, relax, and be blessed by today's word.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Some people are not saying it because maybe you don't know how good God is. I said, God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Amen. God has been so good and kind to my family. Amen. God has delivered my daughter from death. Amen. Don't wait until death comes to you before you know that God is good. Amen. I said, God is good.
All the time.
It happened 2 weeks ago that my daughter went to school. Actually, I went to school with her. Amen. And when we closed, they attend two different schools. So Adelaide has to go and pick Eunice from school. Then they'll come home. Amen.
Amen.
So she was going, and there is a house that has two bulldogs.
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 That's big dogs.
Big dogs.
Dogs with big jaws. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Not the local ones. You know, bulldogs are big dogs. They are dogs that are very giant and very strong. Do you get it? They are foreign dogs. Yeah.
So she was going there. The bulldogs were on the roof. Roof, like there was a store that they float up. So they were standing on the top of the store. Amen.
Okay.
So as she was passing, they were barking as if they were coming to jump. As if they were coming to jump on her. Amen. So she became afraid and she ran. Instead of running away, she ran and opened the gate of the house of the dog and entered into the house.
Do you understand what is happening? Do you get it? So she was going and she heard dogs barking on the roof in the house. And in an attempt of escaping from the dog, rather, she ran into the den of the dogs. May you be delivered from Satan in the name of Jesus. I said, may you be directed away from danger in the name of Jesus. When you are intimidated, may you run for safety in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And then nobody was in the house. So she said they rushed on her, started biting her. They beat her all over her body. They hold their hair and then took her around. She herself, she said it. They beat her all over. Then all of a sudden, I think the wisdom of God came upon her.
Mm.
And then she said she pretended as if she's dead. And then the dogs left her. They went to the backyard. So she stood up. Instead of going out, she was taking her shoes and her bag, and they came back again. And she said the second time she slept as if she was dead. And they linked her soul. And then they left. Then she came outside. Then people saw her and rushed her to the hospital.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for safety.
Thank you for safety.
Thank you for supernatural wisdom.
Thank you for supernatural wisdom.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Say,
Jesus.
I am wiser than my enemies.
I am wiser than
Say,
my enemies.
Say, my enemies shall never overcome me. They will never defeat me in the name of
they
Jesus.
Will never
victory and safety is of the Lord.
Victory and safety is of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God has been so good unto my family. Amen. My daughter entered there. She wouldn't have come out alive.
You said you got a call. And a man spoke to you in tree.
Yes.
What did the man say?
She said, he actually spoke to me in English.
In English.
He said, Emilia, I learned a dog has beaten one of your daughter. What happened? And I said, no, my daughter, no. She's going to pick her sister from school. Then I realized that, yes, they are not back. So immediately, we rushed there. When we got there, a man told me something. He said, look at those dogs. They tear your daughter apart. Please don't wait for something to happen to you before you glorify the Lord we serve. Amen.
Are you excited this morning? Oh, are you sure you are excited this morning? If you are excited, then put your hands together one more time for the Lord, for the King of Kings. Can you do it better at the back? At the back. Can you add a shout? Beautiful. Beautiful. Father, tonight, this morning, we gather to say thank you for the things you do that we see, and those that you do that our eyes don't see. Today, as a family, with our eyes closed, we want to say you are a good God. We say you are a good God, and we ask that your faithfulness will continually be with us. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray every power which is not of God that found its way into this auditorium, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We declare that let grace come upon us. Let mercy come upon us. Let joy come upon us. Let a miracle come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
And take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Wow. What a blessing. How many of you feel God has touched us already?
Yes.
God has touched us already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does a service like this require a sermon? Does a service like this require a sermon? Because God has blessed his people.
Yeah.
God has touched his people.
Yes.
God has opened doors already.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody's marriage or marital destiny has been settled today.
Amen.
Can I say it again?
Yes. Prophesy.
Somebody's marital door and marital destiny.
Yes.
Has been settled today.
Amen.
Maybe let me say it one more time.
Yes, professor.
But I'm not saying it out of a way to entertain you.
Yeah.
Because this dawn around 3 a.m. I was in prayer. I was pacing up and down my room. And the Lord opened my eyes at a point. What did I see? I saw a woman in a wedding gown.
Wow.
Clear. Clear. And I kept praying about it. And the Lord said, that is the release. It is the release of somebody's marital destiny today.
Receive it.
Yes. I want to say to whoever it is that it is settled.
Amen.
Can I say it again?
Yes.
It is settled. It is settled.
Yeah.
And this is the way that you will know that it is settled. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you.
Yeah.
Just like Mary said, because the delays are because there are fights. But I see the sword of the Lord. The mighty sword of the Most High. And the sword of the Lord is drawn against enemies that fight your marriage. I hear a cry, and it's a cry of loss in the camp of where your marital destiny is held. And the angel of the Lord has visited that space. And the golden ring has been taken from there.
Receive it.
Ask the angel of the Lord to take this ring and deliver it into the hands of her of whom it belongs. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, send your angel to that daughter of yours of whom you have settled the marriage. Jesus. this is where a man steps aside and the Spirit of the Lord takes over. As a man, I step aside and I see the angel of the Lord doing a work that only God can do in this place.
Yes.
It will be a mistake to be sitting down if you are trusting the Lord for marriage. It will be a mistake to be sitting down at this time. If you are trusting the Lord for marriage, it will be a mistake to be sitting down at this time. If you are trusting the Lord for marriage, it will be a mistake to be sitting down if you are trusting the Lord for marriage. There is a release right now.
Release.
And I stand on the altar of the Most High God.
Yes. Professor.
And I declare that a release has visited your life now.
Amen. Receive it.
Do it, Father.
Yes.
Wherever the men are, let them appear.
Yes.
Wherever the men are,
yes,
let them appear.
Yes.
Wherever the women are,
yes,
let them appear.
Yes.
Let their paths cross.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Seven.
Yes.
And that ring will be dropped in your hands.
Amen.
In the realms of the Spirit.
Amen.
Lift up the keyboard. Every eye closed. The angel of the Lord is here. Shalalabadi.
Take it now! Take it now!
Listen, we need to deal with a certain person.
Yes.
Because for one of you here, the Lord is speaking into my ear, even with the name. That one of the reasons why your marriage is delayed, I don't know who it is, but there is somebody in your life called Linda. Linda.
Linda.
Linda is the name. God was to deal with that woman. Linda is the name. Linda is the name. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever was done by a Linda, sabotaging marriage, I stop it right now.
Amen.
Let the Linda be afflicted.
Yes.
Let her be tormented.
Yes.
Let mourning visit her house.
Yes.
Let calamity visit her house.
Yes.
And whoever she is opposing, let your grace come upon that one.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May that diamond ring be released.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. the ring finger with the oil.
The ring finger. Masakata. Yes. It's time. Masakata.
Listen to me. We have dealt with this already in the spirit realm.
Yes.
And whatever reason exists, legal or illegal,
yes,
justified or unjustified,
yes,
for which you should not settle a marriage, that reason, we have dealt with it in the spirit.
Amen.
We have dealt with it.
Yes.
Can I make an announcement to you?
Now.
And when you live here, never complain again. Never complain. You are living here in full assurance.
Yes.
Never complain. Never be afraid. It is settled.
Settled.
It is settled.
Yes.
And the good news is that,
yes,
I will gladly stand here to officiate the marriages.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, yes, Christ of Nazareth.
Demons.
In the name of Jesus, I declare, settle it for everybody here right now. Anything that will stop the arrangements, anything that will block the arrangements, anything that will prevent their settlement, in the name of Jesus, I bind it in the name of Jesus. Whatever is stopping it, hear me, in the name of Jesus. Even arrangements that are going on that are being delayed, because some people are already in the process. There's somebody in your life already, you are already in the process.
Yes.
But in that journey, there are so many delays and there are so many obstacles. Hear me, I stand on the altar and I declare that whatever is an evil pillar,
yes,
and stopping this journey,
yes,
into your settlement, I curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done.
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 It is done. God bless you. Clap your hands. I don't think I can preach, but
preach.
No, please settle. Everybody outside, please settle. Everybody outside, please settle. Matthew chapter 10. Let me just give you one verse so we can close.
Yes.
Everybody outside should come into the auditorium. Those outside. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Everybody outside, can you get them to settle in? I'm not going to be preaching for a long time. We have a baby dedication to do.
Wow.
Yeah. So I will just talk to you briefly. Everybody outside. Let me talk to you briefly. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Are you following what I'm saying? Next verse. I can't see the wall clock at all. Next verse. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Next verse. And as you go, preach, saying, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm just giving you a few points to share when you go out to preach the gospel. But Jesus said, when you go out, preach.
Preach.
He didn't just send the disciples to preach, but he told them what to preach. He said, preach saying the kingdom of God. So he organized preachers and gave them the message to preach. When you go, say the kingdom of God is at hand. Everybody here, listen to me today. If your Christian life is acceptable by the Lord, then it is a Christian life that has as part of it preaching the gospel. Can I talk to you?
Talk to us.
Yes. Sometimes you are going somewhere, maybe you go to an embassy, you want to present documents. Your document is not accepted because it's lacking something. So you want to process a visa to travel to South Africa, to travel to UK, to travel to America. When you bring your documents, sometimes you are rejected because something is lacking in your documents. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Or you are applying for a job, or you are applying to go to school. Every application has requirements. Are you following me?
Yes.
When you don't bring the complete set of required things, you are rejected. And I'm saying that those at the back, your Christian life is not complete. It's not acceptable before God if it doesn't include the preaching of the gospel. The word gospel simply means good news. Good news. And in Christ, there is good news. Otherwise, we should not be gathered here. If we don't have good news in Christ, then we might as well be in our homes. Why should we come here? Because the gospel in itself is good news. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
And when you go out tomorrow, you are supposed to share with somebody else the good news of the gospel.
Yes.
You tell somebody the good news in Christ, because we are blessed in Christ. Jesus says, when you go, preach. When you go to work tomorrow, preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel.
When you go to the market tomorrow, preach the gospel. When you go to the football field, preach the gospel. When you are around your friends, preach the gospel. And say the good news, which is in Christ. There is good news in Christ.
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say that we are having good news in the Lord.
We are having good news in the Lord. We are preaching.
Preaching is not what you do when you stand on the stage.
Yeah.
Preaching is when you are talking to somebody about Jesus. It is called preaching.
Yes.
And everybody can preach. Am I saying something very important?
Yes.
Yes. And tomorrow, when you meet somebody, say the good news of the gospel. Yes. The gospel has a general theme. You know, people are forcing me to preach this message. The gospel has a general theme. The general theme of the gospel is that God so loved the world, he gave his son to die for you and I, that if we will believe in him, we should not perish. Are you here?
Yes.
But have everlasting life. So that's the general theme of the gospel. A loving God sends his only son, and he comes on earth, lives his life, and dies in our place. Now, if we choose him and believe in him, Bible says we escape destruction. That's the general theme of the gospel. But when you now choose Jesus, it comes with blessings. The choice of Christ comes with his blessing, that anybody who is not in Christ should not enjoy this blessing. That's why it's good news. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Yes. So let me give you one of the good news. Why it is a good news to choose Christ? Why it's a blessing to be in Christ? Why you can tell somebody, give your life to Christ? Because when you choose Christ, you become a candidate for this blessing. Is somebody ready for the good news?
Yes.
Look at it, your neighbor in the face, say, I'm ready for the good news.
I'm ready for the good news.
Look another neighbor in the face and say, I'm ready for the good news.
I'm ready for the good news.
Hebrews 13, verse 5. And then I'm done. On Wednesday, my time is up. I can't even deal with the message well. When you choose Christ, when you give your life to Christ, you become a partaker of the promises of God. There are promises in Christ that you are not privy to. You don't qualify to enjoy until you give your life to Christ. So when you look at a boy who is into internet fraud, you can tell him that there are promises in Christ that you can't enjoy unless you choose Christ. And the moment you choose Christ, God has made a promise that will forever follow you. And that promise will not be your portion unless you choose Christ and say, I want to be a follower of Jesus. Suddenly, you become a partaker of the promises of Christ. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Yes. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Covetousness means that inebri. That's covetousness. You see my shoe, you say you like my shoe. You see my wife, you say you like my wife.
Hey.
And I'm mankani.
You are pretty good.
You see my children, you say, ah, I wish I had children like this one.
Hey.
You see my car, you say, hey, I wish I had this car. Even my chair. Crowd people are envying my chair. You come to church as a church member. It's the pastor's chair that you want to sit on.
Hey.
Somebody came to church a few weeks ago. They gave her a chair in the middle. She didn't like it. In the middle of the service, she got up and walked and came to sit on my chair.
Hey.
It's not a Nigerian movie.
Philly.
I'm telling you Philly Kadochi story. Yes. Inebri. Yes. Mommy, come Namia didn't tell. Next time you are preaching Christ to somebody, tell him that, my brother, if you don't give your life to Christ, there is a promise that you can't enjoy. The promises of God are for those who are in Christ and those who have committed themselves to follow Jesus. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. I said you should be what? Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is the promise of God, Shepherd John, that you will never ever enjoy until you give your life to Christ. Jesus says that anybody who chooses him and decides to be his child, the promise is that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Why? Man will leave you when you misbehave. Yes. Your boss will forsake you when you don't present the report on time. Your wife will leave you when she finds out you chased another girl. But in the center of your wickedness, there is a God who will still stay with you. There is nothing you can do that will make the heart of God change. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Never leave you. I will never forsake you. Yes. People, your family members can forsake you. Hey, if you don't know and you fall sick, a certain type of sickness, that will require that you are hospitalized for 3 months or 4 months. That requires that bills in thousands should be paid for you. I tell you, your family members, they will leave you. You will die in the hospital.
You are pretty good.
People are in Kolebu. Their families have left them. But if they follow visiting every day, the bill, so they've left them. Yes. But Jesus says that I will never leave you.
I will never leave you.
It is important to understand that in Christ, you are not alone. Outside Christ, you are alone. In Christ, you are not alone. You need to tell somebody who is not in church, who doesn't follow God, that you may look at me and you think we are the same. You look at me, I'm standing alone. I look at you, you are standing alone, but we are not the same. Behind me is a force and it's a power. You are walking empty, empty, empty. Can I talk to you?
Talk to us.
If you are in your room and tears are coming down your eyes, let me tell you something. There is a lover God who is sitting by you and is comforting you. Even in your disappointment, you are not alone. Sometimes something happens to you where people are comforting you. Oh, it's well. Oh, but as they are comforting you, you see that their words are not doing the magic. Whatever they are saying, they are trying to do something to comfort you. But when they leave your house, you see that how you were before they came is the same. Nothing has changed. Yes. And you'll be sitting on your bed thinking, and suddenly the God who promised that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you, you begin to hear him speak. You begin to feel his presence in your room. You begin to see that something has changed in your room, because God says, when you go through the fire, I am with you. And when you go through the water, I am with you. It may be that the exams grade didn't go too well, but I tell you, even if your head of department rebukes you, God is standing by you. Say, I will never leave you. 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 I will never forsake you. Do you know the good news? Nobody can curse you, because God is standing by you. I don't know who I'm talking to today.
You are talking to me.
I don't know who I'm talking to today.
You are speaking.
I don't know who I'm talking to today.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor and tell him that you are not alone.
You are not alone.
Tell him that God will never forsake you.
God will never forsake you.
Yes. Yes. Whether it's raining or it's not raining.
Yes.
The sun is shining. It's not shining. Whether you are doing well or you are not doing well, there is a God whose presence to you is a promise that will never change.
Yes.
God is with you.
Amen.
God is in your house.
Yes.
God is in your business. God is in your family. God is in your marriage. God is over your children. For he has said, I will never leave you. won't leave you nor forsake you. Yes. There are friends, when they prosper, they forsake you.
They are pretty good.
There are friends, when an issue happens to you, they forsake you. They leave you. But they don't want to associate themselves with such a story. They leave you. Especially when it is true. When it is true, what has happened to you, it is true. It is your fault. But they can't stand by you. But I tell you, when you open your eyes and you don't see anybody, see the promise of the Lord.
Yeah.
He's by you. I said, He's by you.
Yes.
How did you think God saved you, Emilia? You should have been wearing black by now. Mourning a 7-year-old daughter. If you were an unbeliever, she would have died. Go and tell those in the world that there is a promise from a God. Says, I will never leave your side. I will stand by your side. So he gave Adelaide wisdom. A 7-year-old girl knew that I should pretend I was dead. You are 24. You would have taken your shoe and run away from a bulldog. That would be your death. Can you run away from a bulldog? No. Two bulldogs. If it was God, why did he allow it? Why did he allow it? He allowed it so that you would rather see his faithfulness. Yes. Because what the devil meant for evil, the same story, God is going to turn around for your testimony. I said for your testimony. I said for your testimony. Can I talk to 3 people right now? The situation you are in right now, you are not alone. Look to your right, look to your left, look ahead of you, look behind of you. The God, the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Gods, the I am that I am, He's standing by you. For He said, I will never leave you, never leave you, I will never forsake you, never forsake you. Forsaking. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were thrown into the fire. And the God who made the promise said, Aish, my children are in the fire. I'm going to the fire with them. When the king came, he said, didn't we throw 3 people into the fire? He said, I can see a 4th man.
Yes. I can see.
There is a 4th man. 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 Hear me. God didn't stop the problem because He knew He would be in it with you. He didn't stop the disappointment because He knew He will be with you in it. Hear me. As I end, there were certain armed robbers. They have been robbing people's homes. One day they made a mistake. They entered into the home of a Navy officer who had a double rifle gun in his house. But there are some people you can attack.
Yeah.
But a person who has God is a mistake to attack. Mistake. When they entered his house, He fired all of them. They carried their dead bodies out of the place.
That is it.
I want to believe that everybody here is my friend. But if you are my enemy, you've made a mistake. I believe that everybody here prays for me. But if you took my name to the shrine, you made a mistake.
Yes. A mistake.
I believe that everybody loves my children. When you see them, hi Nathan, hi Paula, you love them. But if you are here, you hate my children, you've made a mistake.
Yes.
Because I am not alone. The God that I follow, he told me, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Today, go with this promise. Go with this promise. Look to your trouble and tell them that my God is by my side. And tell somebody that there is a promise in God. He said in his word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Clap your hands. Give the Lord praise. Yes. 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 There's a song that is not coming, but it will come. It will come. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Father, thank you for this blessing. Bless you. Bless you. You know, just say thank you. The Father, thank you for this promise. I accept that you will never leave my side. You will never forsake me. You will never strength me. There's somebody here, you think that you have been too bad. You have been too bad. You have done too much evil. But I tell you, if you are in Christ, his promise is that I will never there is nothing you can do that will make God turn his back against you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you.
Yes.
He will never forsake you.
Yes.
Yes. Please sit down. Let me, everybody sit down. Let me tell you, I want to pray with you right now. If you are not in Christ, this promise is not for you. It's a promise only for those in Christ. When you go to work tomorrow, tell your work colleague who doesn't believe it, say that there is a promise. Only in Christ you have this promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are here, you are hearing me, you want to say, Pastor, I want this promise. And you don't need to feel it. It's not something we feel. It's not something we feel. He's there. I want to pray with you. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus. I want to have this Christ so that I can have this promise. I want to be in Christ so that I can enjoy this promise. If you are the one I'm talking to, at the back, on my left side, I want you to stand to your feet. Say, Pastor, I need this promise that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Come. God bless you. Come. God bless you. You are all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You are all that more.
There's somebody to hear. You feel you have been too bad. You have been too bad. You have done too many bad things. You don't think that you deserve the presence of God and this promise. But I tell you, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than any sin you can ever commit. Today you can join this promise that in your room, at work, on the road, in the exams room, in your family house, you have a promise on your head. I will never leave you. Join them right now. Join them right now. Let me pray with you. It's my blessing in Christ. It's my blessing in Christ. Say this after me. Say, dear Lord, say thank you for such a powerful promise. Say, Lord, I want you to be with me. Never leave me. Never forsake me. So from today, I give my heart to you. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Write my name in the book of life and say, Lord, I want to be a partaker of this great promise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.